Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Emma, please call the roll.
Chair Schoaf.
Here.
Vice Chair Placencia. Ranking Member Benjamin. Representatives Anderson.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Caruso.
Here.
Chambliss. Cross. Daniels.
Here.
Franklin.
Present.
Garcia.
Present.
Griffiths.
Here.
Maggard.
Here.
Corus.
Here.
Rudman.
Here.
Quorum is present, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Higher Education Appropriations Subcommittee this morning. Please make sure you turn off anything that makes noises. Members, I want to thank all of you for your hard work and input this year so far. We have a work product that we're willing to, or ready to roll out today and send up to the full committee. So with that, I'm going to go silo by silo and hit the highlights, and then we'll open it up for questions. We're going to start off with the private colleges and universities. This year, we're proposing a budget of $191.6 million. We're going to expand EASE grants. We're going to align the workload funding for the anticipated number of students and reinvest the cost savings into expansion of the program. We're going to maintain current year award amount of $3,500 for all students, and we provide an increased award amount for upper-level students in high-demand programs. It provides HBCU hardening grants. We're going to do $7.5 million for the three private historically black colleges and universities to use for security grants. And I want to remind you, those are for the private. There would be separate in the PICO budget for the public. Student financial assistance. Total for that is $1 billion. We are fully funding all estimated students for all financial aid programs, including $26.2 million increase for Bright Futures, $4.8 million increase for CSDDV, $4.3 million increase for the Benequisto Scholarship Program, and fully fund the current year deficits in all three programs, totaling $21.1 million. Under workforce education, total proposed budget is $641.4 million. We're providing $12.8 million in increased funding to district tech centers, $2.5 million for workforce student success initiatives. We are fully funding the current year CAPE performance funds at $1,000 per certification. Under the Florida College System, we have a total proposed budget of $1.8 billion. This will provide $50 million increase to the Florida College System funding formula put forth by the Council of Presidents. Under the state university system, we're looking at $4.3 billion. This will restore $350 million for university performance-based incentives, provide $50 million for preeminence to be awarded to FSU, UF, USF, and we want to welcome FIU this year for their excellent work. It will provide $25 million to the Florida Center for Cybersecurity at USF. And finally, the back of the bill, that relates to fiscal year 23-24. We will continue funding for fiscal year 24-25 for the programs we've started that DOE is working so hard to implement. Members, I will now open it up for questions. Rep. Caruso, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for all the hard work you've put into this higher education budget. What does the EASE allotment work out to per student?
The EASE is $3,500 per student, and we are adding a plus this year. And the plus will go to high-demand programs, quality programs, and the eligible students that meet the eligibility criteria.
That's great. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Seeing none, I want to thank all of you. I'd like to keep these meetings to the point, and I think all of you have done a great job in helping us do that. We will go ahead and wrap this up, but as our next steps, I want to remind all of you that this is our recommendation. On Friday, January 26th, the full Appropriations Committee will electronically publish the proposed general appropriation bill, the implementing bill, and conforming legislation to be considered at its meeting the following week. As this budget moves through the House, I anticipate our subcommittee will continue to meet for additional bill hearings. But for today, this concludes our committee agenda. Seeing no further business, Rep. Griffiths moves, we rise. And without objection, the meeting is adjourned.